There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what do y'all want to do this hour? You know what, I want to talk with Jeffrey Jackson. He's got a couple of great articles just come out. Good guy. Talking about this hour, nurses revealing that routine vaccines are inducing injury in themselves and in their fellow nurses. The schedule, oh my gosh, it's not just kids that are being harmed. Also, the Gates Foundation, what the hell are they doing testifying in Vermont, pushing vaccines while the citizens of Vermont have no say whatsoever? Explain that. You got some explaining to do, Bill Gates. I don't know what else we want to do. Well, yeah, I got a question of the day on selenium. Maybe we can squeeze that in as well. And Superdome, we just did, you know, we're doing a lot more of these video things. This is interesting. The face made for radio, that's me, and you, the good-looking guy with the big head, that's Superdome.
Big head, I know. We're going right. Joke here.
The great giant. Wow, it's big. All right, so we're having some fun, serious topics, a little bit of irreverence every once in a while as well, over at Epic Times with our good friend Jerry Doyle. And these are health freedom, if you will, updates, video updates, along with some articles that talk about issues that are important to us. And we just did, and kudos to JD for, we're not getting shut down like Fox News shut down Carol Alt ultimately, you know, because she's doing good work on the vaccine issue. We question everything. And I guess a little bit of controversy on Jerry Doyle's Facebook page because the trolls are out. They can't handle an adult discussion. They just have to yell at us. Even nice guys like us, Super Don, what are we doing?
I know. We're so nasty. We're out there, you know, causing all kinds of trouble. What are we doing? All we're doing is saying, hey, think.
Hey. Hey.
Just think.
Yes.
Please.
Think about it. What was it? Wasn't that the Aretha Franklin? Think about what you're trying to do to me, right?
Yeah.
Think about what they're trying to do to your kids, do to your nurses. Think about it. Find out what's in it. Don't be a sheeple.
You know what? If you look at all the information and you come to the same conclusion, great. But there's so many people out there, you know, a lot of these comments that we're seeing where they're saying, no, can't think about it. No, can't talk about it. No, there's nothing to talk about. It's like, what do you mean there's nothing to talk about? You question everything, unless you're a moron who just wants to, you know, follow what somebody tells you to do.
Yeah, but we are the morons because we don't believe the science is settled, right? We don't believe in one way. We actually question what's going on out there, especially when they say it's unquestionable. That's the point of this. As we said, health freedom, the freedom to say no to medical interventions that could kill you or your child, and they could. Even if you perceive or believe that's one in a million, if your kid is the one in a million, if my kid is the one in a million, that's one in one. So don't talk to me about one in a million unless you're a medical collectivist. And from there we go to, I don't know, what was the alliteration I came up with today talking about this next politician in California? Statist slime, I think
slime,
it is.
Slime, yes.
Yeah, statist slime, right? This is not good. This is worse than biowarfare colonies in your body, statist slime, because they want to control you. They want to own you. They want to do anything they want to you based on this Jacobson decision in the early 20th century. We've talked about it with the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord. This idea that the state has a compelling interest to force you into getting an experimental vaccination. But so much has changed in that time at our understanding of immunology, transmission of these microbes, also the danger of the vaccines themselves transmitting these diseases. And yet, Jacobson comes back into play. And we're going to show you, or actually we'll play for you an example of how this plays out. Because this also is should be a little bit of a schooling for anybody, particularly new voters, although the new voters tend to be more savvy. Not everyone, but a little more savvy because they know politicians are liars to begin with very rare exception. And they don't necessarily believe them, but they might still pull the lever for the lesser of two evils. We're not into that here. So there's an advertisement for our friends in the United Kingdom because they're about to undergo elections, and they know that the politicians are lying to them there, but they're still going to vote probably. This guy named Wachowski, he's not like the Wachowski brothers, the guys that or one of them's a gal now, right?
No. Different. No. This is Bob Wachowski out of California. He's a state senator, and last year he was running for, I believe it was for re-election. And,
re-election, okay.
Yeah, he had a commercial for him as he was running, and you know he said something I thought sounded pretty good, made him sound like a pretty decent guy.
Right. So listen to the slick advertisement, and then we're going to kind of transition into now that he's in power, how that played out. How honest was he? How truthful of a politician was he, or is he a statist slime, as I may indicate?
Once again, I find myself in a challenged position running for Senate that's been tarnished by, you know, racketeering charges, perjury charges, graft of all kinds, and we need to restore that confidence in the people to say, there are good people in government, I'm Bob Wachowski, I'm working, you know, not for the special interest, but for the forgotten people, for poor people, for people that have been marginalized all my professional life, and I'll continue to do that in the California State Senate.
For the forgotten people, right? The poor people. The people that are marginalized. And let me guess, he's a Democrat. Can you confirm that? Or am I just
I look that up.
Blowing political smoke out my Yahoo? For the forgotten people. For the poor people, right? And you're like, oh, isn't that sweet? Bob Wachowski cares about us. He's going to go up there in the Senate in California and make sure
he's a Democrat.
Protect...
And not only is he a Democrat, but he's from my hometown, Fremont, California. Now I'm really bummed out.
Extra points taken away from Super Don for coming from the same place as Bob Wachowski. Now, you don't know this yet because it sounded really good, doesn't it? He's going to protect the little people, the forgotten people, the poor people. But he goes into office, and now one of the biggest proposed law changes in the history of California, SB 277, which would basically prohibit you from exempting your child based on philosophical or religious grounds that you say, we don't want the vaccines. Or we don't want one out of 30 of them. Or we don't want five out of 30. Or we want to delay them. No, we won't be able to exempt any of that based on philosophical, religious grounds. Only if a doctor says, yeah, this kid could die if he gets a shot. And, of course, that happens ever so rarely as we are hearing. So let's hear Wachowski, the guy that's going to protect the forgotten people and the poor people now that he's in office.
The analysis goes through the police power of the state under Jacobson 110 years ago that an adult just doesn't get to say, I don't want to be vaccinated. That the police power, the state has the absolute authority to force that person to get the vaccination.
Holy tamale. The police power of the state. He's for the little people.
Force that person to get the vaccination.
Force. Force. You see, the Democrats in California are all about vaccine violence. They're all about medical rape with a syringe. They talk a good game. I'm for the little people, the poor people, the forgotten people. Until it comes to vaccines, then the police power, the absolute power. Absolutely. Absolutely tragic. But California, you put your lot in with the Democrats, and this is what you've gotten. The pharmaceutical stooges, the statist slime. Does he redeem himself, or does it get worse?
the analysis points out that we have a responsibility, the state, the police power, if we believe that children are being harmed, that we go into this domain of family rights, which are not absolute. And I guess my question to you is that maybe Professor Cheremensky's not here, but the others have said that maybe we're not going far enough.
Whoa. The parental rights, not absolute. Or maybe we're not going far enough. Maybe we should just take your child from birth and raise them in Democratic strongholds in the Senate. And vaccinate them on time, every one of them. And maybe give them a little extra for good measure. I'm telling you, this is where Democrat is dummycrat. At the risk of offending Democrats in California, you should be offended by this particular Democrat in California arguing for the state's absolute authority over parental rights to not have your children violated by vaccine violence. Absolutely telling and disgusting. And if you remain part of that party, if that party platform remains the usurpation of parental authority on the issue of vaccination based on religious and philosophical grounds, you should be going to China and living under Chairman Mao. Because this is a horrific precedent. And Jacobson doesn't support what he's saying Jacobson supports, beside the fact that it doesn't acknowledge 110 years of medical literature, research, and reality about how disease actually occurs, and the fact that vaccines are spreading disease, not necessarily preventing it. But Wieckowski, this guy, that's a piece of work to go where he went. He didn't back down, he doubled down. Parents, if this is going to happen to you in California, are you prepared to leave, or are you going to take pitchforks to the Senate? There. And I just 866-939-BELL. If you're awake in California, you want to call me, even off the air, I want to hear from you. What's happening on the ground there? Is it still a coin toss? Which way is this thing going to go? And if it goes against you, moms and dads out there, are you ready to leave the state? Are you going to file suit in federal court? What are you going to do if you cannot afford to homeschool your child? If you're not capable and able to homeschool your child, because that, as far as I understand, is the only exception written into the rules so far of this proposed legislation. I'm certainly glad, Super Don, that you're not in California, although I know your kids are grown. But I pray for my friends there and families, especially if you have kids, with what's going on there. Not that I'm all for putting your kids in public school, but I recognize there are economic considerations because everybody's got to work to pay off the debt, whether it be the state or federal debt out of California and the nation at large. Citizens subject to the jurisdiction. Queen, King, Obama, whatever you want to call it. All right, where do we go next, Super Don? How about take a break?
Let's head over to Gary Boyle's face page and see what's going on over there.
All right, let's see what's on. Yeah, the comments. There should be some humorous ones about us. It's not all about us, though, I know. And Jeffrey Jackson after that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Come to save the day. No, I can't save the day. Only you can. I just heard from Joni Abbott on the break. She said, hey, parentalrights.org, remember them. They didn't put parental rights into the Constitution, so they're violating our fundamental rights. You know, that's the interesting thing. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights were not an exhaustive list. They were never intended to be so. And, of course, the Constitution doesn't grant us any rights. It was about protecting our rights, but they didn't specifically protect the rights of parents. So that's why the violations are occurring in California with that Yahoo Wachowski guy. And, of course, they didn't put medical freedom into the Constitution, as Benjamin Rush had suggested. And what do we have? An undercover dictatorship that has now come out from under the covers and said, screw y'all. We're vaccinating your kids whether you like it or not. Well, not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Jeffrey Jackson will be coming up in a little while. Also, the search engine that shall not be named, at least yet, is coming out. Our good friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. He kind of went out and said, it's coming. And we're not telling you about it just yet, but yes, there'll be an alternative.
Never mind.
There'll be an alternative to Schmoogle. So the Shmigeggy heads can go elsewhere.
Well, we can say is it's going to be a search engine like no other.
Yes, and it will be directed at, you know, we talk about, it's like none of the mainstream media propaganda, the pharmaceutical propaganda. Some would argue, well, it's just going to be natural propaganda. Okay, whatever. But we want a place where we can hang out and play safely, but we don't have to be corrupted by garbage, junk, pseudoscience. Right? And that's what they think we're doing. So you guys hang out in your sandbox and leave us alone. And we'll all be good. Yes! And we'll celebrate. Cinco de Mayo. Is he dancing right now? Is he dancing?
She's
a Mexican dog, isn't she?
What? No, she's not Mexican.
Like you said, like there was something wrong with that. Well, what's wrong with you, Super Don? That's not very sensitive.
All right. You're going to call me racist. No. she's not. She's a mini pin, which is actually, I think that makes her German.
German, okay. German. Yep. So we got to do an Oktoberfest thing with Izzy then.
We've got
some time to plan. No beer for Izzy. All right. So what else we got? The search engine, the JD face. Are there any comments worth mentioning from Jerry Dole's Facebook page on our vaccine discussion?
What is your definition of worth mentioning?
I don't know. Anything absurd or really pointed?
There's
and
all kinds
poignant?
Of absurd. If that's what you're looking for, it's there.
Well, I'll let you decide. You're the producer.
I mean, look, it's so frustrating because I don't understand why people can't be reasonably open-minded. Mm-hmm. Just reasonably. You know?
Not even
and
open
there's
open,
so many people here that they have been so programmed by watching the news and reading Time Magazine or whatever, that you can tell. I mean, listen, I go down this list of people who have reacted to this video that we did, basically pointing out the fact that the science is not settled. There are doctors out there that are questioning, not all of them saying there's a link to autism, but, you know, a lot of them are just saying there's some things we need to look at here. And, you get people going, all those idiots are plain wrong. Disease is dangerous. Vaccines are not. Now,
right.
I don't know who this guy is. I'm guessing, looking at his profile picture, he looks more like somebody who might be a Popeye's chicken owner instead of a scientist.
Say it like this, Super Don. Disease is bad. Yeah. Vaccine's good. You know, that kind of
exactly.
intelligent discourse,
exactly.
right?
So let's go down to the next thing here. First, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. Pro-vaxxer. Is that like round earther? Okay, thank you. Moving on. We get one person here saying, because they're paid off to say nothing by Big Pharma and the government. Okay.
All right.
You don't get to say that the science is settled on global warming or climate change, whatever they're calling it this year, and say it's not settled on vaccination because there's a minority dissent.
Well, so they're saying because only a minority of scientists, which may not be true, believe in global, or actually, like I said, that's the consensus, science by consensus. And again, it's a
and
dangerous
collective. And then you get some here people that are saying, hey, look, you know, let's take a look at Bill Gates and his involvement, blah, blah, blah. And then you get the guy who's got to post the Penn and Teller video.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. More BS from Penn and Teller on that issue. Listen, if you want to read about it or you want to comment on it, go to epictimes.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to our sponsors for making this message possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We're here because of them. That allows this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty to blast out through the universes. We've got Jeffrey Jackson coming up. Nurses, we're looking out for you after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, no speech for you, but speech for this guy.
AJ. AJ.
New theme song on the Robert Scott Bell Show just introduced right now by Super Don. For who? Action Jackson. His name, Jeffrey Jackson. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show protecting nurses far and wide. Oh, man. Jeffrey, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good to be back, guys.
How's it feel to be Action Jackson now?
I felt like I've always been Action Jackson with this news.
Well, there you go. Yeah, now you've got theme music.
Now you've got a theme song, so there you go. Super Don set you up. He hooked you up. So up there at jeffreyjackson.com, we have it linked up, both of these articles I want to talk to you about, Jeffrey. First headline here, nurse reveals routine vaccine-induced injury from current schedule at hospitals. How does this relate to what we covered on this with this Wieckowski guy, senator in California, in SB 277?
Oh, boy. Well, Wieckowski mentioned Jacobson versus the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the 1905 law. And it's interesting he focused on the police power aspect of it, because that law, I did a little research, has four parts to it, and it mandates that the vaccines must be necessary, non-discriminatory, harm-avoidant, and proportionate to the risk of disease. So let's go through those one by one. Necessary, the measles outbreak was declared over. It infected 147 people. It hasn't been, there's been no infections in two incubation periods, which means it's over. The officials in California declared it over. So necessary is out the window. Non-discriminatory, that's also out the window, because if they pass that law in California, there's going to be people that will not require an education, especially handicapped children. Who's going to come to their houses and educate them? Harm avoidance, if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I shouldn't have to go through that one. And proportionate to the risk of disease. Again, 147 people. And this, you know, this can go for Vermont too, and Texas and New York, all these places. It's 147 people with the measles outbreak. It doesn't require the entire country of the United States to force vaccinations.
Well, you nailed it, Jacobson. Now somebody's got to nail this, this crazy status slime that we talked about, Wieckowski. And, of course, he's not alone. Pan and others really believe parents don't have the right to say no to whatever the statists, the medical collectivists, say is necessary, even if it clearly is not, and even if it is clearly evidence of harm by injecting, as I call it, vaccine violence or medical rape.
Yes, and that cuts us right into the breaking headline. Today, nurse reveals routine vaccine-induced injury from the current vaccine schedules at hospitals. Now, this is one nurse's observations, but it has to be happening at every hospital. And it was during an interview, and what she said was that she was sitting basically in a break room waiting around with some of the doctors, and they were kind of joking that this is the norm, that these children, when they start getting injected, they know they're going to go on the breathing tubes, they know they're going to have digestion problems, slow breathing, feeding difficulties, all these things. So they get those things prepared ahead of time, because after they give them the shots, they know this is going to happen to them. And this nurse was kind of appalled by it, as she should be, but this is breaking news. It's all over the internet right now. And she's this is no regular nurse. She's the head of Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines, and she has more letters behind her name than I know what to do with.
Yeah, she's absolutely incredible here. We're reading about her. Those of you who haven't read this article that Jeffrey put together about it, you can link right through the show notes at robertscottbell.com to jeffreyjackson.com, and covering it pretty darn well. You know, this is the thing, when we talk about the danger of vaccines and the autism epidemic, and, you know, we're going to be at Autism One, coming up before we know it, in fact, the 20th through 24th of May in Chicago. Recognizing that the healthcare providers themselves, whether they be doctors or nurses working in the medical, particularly hospital setting, are being hammered with these mandates, and many of them are being fired or let go if they don't comply. Or I don't know if they're still giving them the opportunity if they have to wear a mask, even if it's not warranted, but to shame them in a way, or to make them scary, rather than to acknowledge what we talk about, the real discussion, the real adults here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, actually able to look at the dissenting information within the scientific journals, much less observational evidence of the manifestation of harm that comes from accepting blindly any medical intervention.
Well, here's the big part of this argument that a lot of people are missing, is all the people, all these senators and authors of these bills are quoting peer-reviewed science that, as you covered yesterday in your show, is now proving to be 40 to 50% of them maybe falsified information. So they're quoting peer-reviewed science. Meanwhile, in every hospital across the United States, studies are being replicated on these children on a daily basis when we see the effects of these vaccines instantly. And everyone's walking around looking at peer-reviewed studies that are already showing that they could be debunked very easily. So this is the crux of the problem that no one's paying attention to. I don't know why senators aren't. You know, maybe they should take a trip to their local neonatal intensive care unit and check that out.
Yeah, if they could see the injuries firsthand. But Jeffrey, now we're learning that like these people, these moms, and even doctors and nurses who have a dissenting perspective on the vaccine issue are not being allowed to testify. I mean, there were more people than I think any other issue came and lined the halls there at the Senate in California over SB 277. And now are they being blocked from testifying? I mean, there's another story we'll get to in a moment in Vermont, but in California, have they just shut down all of the voices of dissent here?
This seems to be the norm now. They weren't expecting 753 people to testify in California, which took hours, and it made a lot of press. And it showed, it showed the force of the entire community coming out to talk about this and really caring. So they're shutting that down now. So that was the test. And what's happening in California, and I know Texas and New York are up to bat soon with this, and I'm sure other states, is they delay or they pass it off to a different committee. And that committee rules that there will be no testimony by anybody without a doctorate. And basically, it's a stack deck. They don't let the community or the parents with children with autism or damaged kids talk like they did in California, because that's bad press. It's bad news for them.
So this suppression of the parental voice here, I mean, it sounds like, again, this guy Wachowski is not the only one like this, goes in and says, I'm for the little people, I'm for the forgotten people, I'm for the poor people. But who are harmed most by this? Those who are socioeconomically challenged, they're nutrient deficient. They have no defense against the things that are injected in these children. And we see autism rates higher in certain subsectors of the population. And no acknowledgement of that. That's where we got the disingenuous, politician, in this case, mostly a far-left politics of California and the Democrats there.
Yeah, it seems like a chess move, but there's still options for the families. What's happening now is they're just inundating the emails and their individual offices with phone calls. The senators are probably, I feel sorry for whoever's ever answering those phone calls, because they have to be by the thousands in these states.
Yeah, but next phase, Jeffrey, are you up on it? I mean, they had the judicial hearing. When does it go before the full Senate if it's going there?
That's the tough thing, is they keep postponing it, especially at the last minute. So what is on schedule sometimes is not what real schedule happens. I'm getting reports from families and from mothers and fathers really keeping an eye on this, trying to activate people in the community, and they change dates, or they say out of nowhere, you know what, we're changing the date, it's happening tomorrow. And this doesn't give people time to get babysitters and anything like that.
They know exactly what they're doing. They're making it as difficult as possible for grassroots activism to be active. You know, something that you think would be something that they would encourage. We want the grassroots participating in this process, right? But, oh, no, not on the vaccine issue. When it comes to mandates, stay home, moms. Stay home, dads. We know better. You know nothing. We don't want to hear from you. And in fact, that's another article that you've written here. And this one goes to the other side of the coast in Vermont, where the Gates Foundation has testified for pushing of these vaccines, while the citizens of Vermont are evidently being prohibited from testifying. What the hell is going on in Vermont?
Well, in Vermont, same situation as California. They prohibited the people and the parents from testifying, but they did allow, his name is Dr. John Modlin. He's the deputy director of polio at the Gates Foundation, and he was allowed to testify. He called in from Geneva and basically talked about how wonderful the Gates Foundation was, the work they're doing around the world, and the eradication of polio. What he didn't talk about was the fact that the Gates Foundation is facing a lawsuit in India right now for vaccine damage for, I believe, it's hundreds of children that were given vaccines. Actually, there's 15,000 girls that were given vaccines. Hundreds of them are reported having injuries. But what was also interesting is these children were given these vaccines. The consent was botched, or basically they weren't given consent. They didn't understand what they were getting. And this is going to be before the court in India, and you're hearing this now. So he's not talking about that, and he's the entire time he rested his case on the Institutes of Medicine study. Now, this is a study that's funded by the Gates Foundation, and funded by the pharmaceutical company. So it's one big circle, and everyone, they're just talking to each other and patting each other on the back, but no one's doing real science that can be replicated. This is all peer-reviewed, funded studies by pharmaceutical companies.
Well, and the conflicts of interest, the profit-taking and making, et cetera, are all very real and not being acknowledged in the testimony here. Of course, the Gates Foundation going into Vermont, where they did sneakily pass, at least preliminarily, another removal of exemption bill there, although it hasn't gone, I believe, for a full vote. But it is rather interesting that the Gates Foundation would be called on. You know, the last case of polio in Vermont was when? I mean, you talk about that necessity issue.
Yeah, well, a piece of good news is today, the same guy, Modlin, testified again from the Gates Foundation. He called in. And before he testified, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. testified. Now, you know, to put all my eggs in one basket for a politician, a senator, anybody in the political process, I've been burned once before, so I'm hesitant with that. But Robert's been doing some great work, and he was on Bill Maher last week. Mm-hmm. And when Bill Maher confronted him and said, look, we have a regulatory agency, why don't we just trust them? Robert F. Kennedy went to bat. He said, look, we don't have a credible regulatory process, and our regulators don't have integrity. We don't have that today. So, you know.
Yeah. That was another piece Superdon and I did on Epic Times about the Maher interview of Bobby Kennedy, RFK Jr. Very interesting. Did that go up yet, Superdon? Let's find out on the other side of this break. Jeffrey, you want to hang out a couple of more minutes with us?
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey Jackson, our guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, linking out to all the news that you need to catch up on so that you're fully informed. We're coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Action Jackson with us tonight. Jeffrey Jackson, great articles. He's got another one coming out tomorrow. It's going to be a barn burner about Syngenta and GMOs. So we'll look forward to covering that as well. Ty Bollinger will be with us as we go outside the box. TMB and RSB together again, along with Sayergy in Naples, Florida. That's the 15th of May. That's next Friday. It's going to be awesome. Not this Friday. It was next Friday. I think I got a weekend off. And then we'll travel again. And then we've got Autism One in Chicago. Jeffrey, did you say you're going to do a surprise drop-in visit? Do you know if your schedule cleared enough? I can see you there at Autism One.
About 80% sure. So
all right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll do some more radio if you show up. It'll be great. And let's see. What else we got going on? Silly stories to end on. How about, let's first go to our listeners, our lovely, loyal listeners. When we hear from them, we want to answer them.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day. We try to list them there in the Robert Scott Bell Show notes. Sometimes we post them on the social media. This is a very easy one from Beth. She says, I'm following your perspective in your book, Unlock the Power to Heal. I purchased from choosetobehealthy.com the innate response selenium. That's the one I utilize, just so you know. Guys, that's why I like it. It's whole food. It's really food. It's not a synthetic isolate. And she says, and I would like to take 200 micrograms of selenium suggested. I'm wondering how many tablets that would need to be taken to get that suggested amount. This is a math question. All right. Every tablet is 50 micrograms, and you want to get to 200 micrograms. How many tablets will you take? Let's see. Beth says she read the label, and I think you would need to take 4 tablets to reach it. Yes, ding, 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 she's correct. I never get easy math questions, Super Don. This is good. I love the math. 4 times, that's 200. 200 micrograms a day, basically, bare minimum, I suggest, of the whole food form of selenium. Jonathan's at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. All right, Jeff, you do selenium every day, or you do some other form of selenium in a whole food supplement? What do you do?
It's mostly whole food supplements, but, yeah, if I'm going to do a liver cleanse, I'll do, like, a selenium, alpha lipoic acid, and milk thistle. But typically I just do, like, a multivitamin. I do a lot of green juice, so I figure hopefully it's kicking in there as well.
Green juice. You're not one of those juicing crazies, right? We get all the crazies that call us out for juicing and detoxing. That's not real. What's
like
your liver anyway?
Cranks, man.
I just love it. We just have too much fun. Also, thank you to Carol All for being on board tonight. Get her book, A Healthy You. And Jeffrey's great blogging information and articles coming out of jeffreyjackson.com. Of course, it's spelled funny, but if you can't spell it, don't worry. Just click the link at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you right there. I have modified the image that you did of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I put vaccine pushers on it. If you click on that image, it'll take you right to Jeffrey's article that we just talked about as well. In that regard. So, Jeffrey, you look like you're a fit guy from your picture. Is there any particular exercise you like to do? I mean, we're talking fitness, and we got to keep moving.
You know, I was a personal trainer for 15 years, and that used to be a passion of mine. I was actually going into physical therapy, and I was talked out of it because there's a lot of great stuff going on in the alternative health mode. So basically, summer, just get out there, get moving, get out of your basements, get out of your houses, and enjoy the sunshine, work out outside. You're going to get your vitamin D, and get off those machines, full body movement.
Yes, yes. And be careful if you're running the Boston Marathon and you kiss a random stranger at the end and you want to find out who he is later, you may get a call from that person's spouse. Super Don, is that really what happened?
Yeah, that's Barbara. She's a Tennessee woman. She ran the Boston Marathon and was dared by a friend to randomly kiss a stranger, so she did. And then after the fact, she said, you know, I wonder who that is. So she put out a search out on social media trying to see if she could find out who he was. And, yes, she got a call from the man's wife saying, yes, I recognize that person. I'm married to him. But it was all in good humor. She was very gracious and stuff.
For me, I'm not mad. Believe me, our friends have gotten a lot of mileage out of the story, and I have thoroughly enjoyed watching them give my husband grief. right?
I'll bet he got some grief.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Jeffrey, so if you get kissed by a random stranger at the end of a marathon, just laugh it off. Laugh it off, and it'll be okay.
Can't hide in the days of social media.
That is true. Jeffrey Jackson, my friend, thank you for being here. Always glad to have you on board. You're doing great work, and we are certainly glad you're out there doing it.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, that's Action Jackson, and we had Carol All. We got Super Don, and we got another show tomorrow, TMB, as we go outside the box. Why would we do such a thing? Well, it's simple. It's because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the phone.
formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.